Blind Cool Tech listeners, good day. My name is Sean Randall. Yesterday, on the 16th of October 2007, the Royal National College for the Blind, based in Hereford in the UK, where I'm studying at the moment, held a sort of open day where technology was demonstrated and showcased. The RNIB were present, as was a fairly new company which has entered onto the VI scene called Sachs Electronics, who have seemingly formed for the sole purpose of manufacturing and selling a product known as the VI Player, which is a fully voice-guided MP3, MP4 player for the blind and visually impaired. I met up with Alan Shaw from Sachs Electronics to discuss the player, and he gave me his views, opinions and selling points of the product.
It's, in our opinion, the first ground-up player designed for blind and visually impaired users. The reason we say blind and visually impaired is not only is it fully voice-guided all the way through, but it also has a high-resolution TFT screen, so we can create a very harsh black-on-white or white-on-black environment. So people with a degree of sight loss can still actually guide themselves through the navigation on the screen. It has a 4 GB internal flash memory, Samsung memory, so it's a very high quality, but will also read up to 8 GB on an SD card. The SD card's been designed with its very own special holder, so that people with poor motor skills and sight problems can actually not put the SD card in the wrong way around. It's a very, very simple to use, feature-rich unit. I know that sounds a little contradictory, but using this unit is as easy as going from cassette to CD, if not easier, because it has a one-touch bookmarking feature.
The biggest question that the users have had, I've been speaking to several of them and they're very interested, is your special port functionality, which keeps the place in a file, even when you finish,
It works on every individual MP3 file. You can have a bookmark. We've tested it up to 2,000 bookmarks, so it kind of, you're never going to outgrow how many bookmarks are on there.
Of course.
And that works whether it's an SD card that you're plugging in, it'll go back to its bookmark, or alternatively, any MP3 music or audio or book file can have a bookmark.
Okay.
And it's one touch to do it.
And what sort of formats are we supporting? MP3, obviously. Anything else?
MP3, AA, so it's audible ready in the box. And every player will come with a free 3-month audible subscription.
And a discounted annual one, of course.
And a discounted annual one, as per the new website, which will be up shortly. It will also support DAISY. Unfortunately, it's not full navigation DAISY. It's not all 6 layers. Really, this unit is a music and audiobook player.
Right.
But it's more for your linear experience, starting at the start and ending at the end. It's not there to replace DAISY, and
Fair enough.
Certainly not there for reference text.
No.
It'd be very difficult.
It's more of a pleasure.
It is.
Leisurely.
It is.
Okay. Battery life, how are we talking on that?
Okay, it's a Nokia 950 mAh battery, straight
cool.
out the phone, which means if anything goes wrong with it, someone can go down to Currys and buy a new one.
Yeah.
It's not soldered in, it's just straight in and out, easy to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
14 hours.
14 hours playtime.
14 hours playtime with backlight.
With backlight,
so that
wow.
can go up if you turn the backlight down to 15 seconds, power off.
Okay. And your speech, does it announce battery level? Does it?
It announces battery low at 10% and battery critical at 5%.
Okay.
The first set of instructions for this are embedded as the first MP3 file. What it tells you to do is, as soon as you hear battery low or battery critical, press the bookmark key.
Yeah.
The reason you must press it, and we had quite a long chat about this, if you were listening in bed and you fall asleep and your battery fails, if it created a bookmark then,
you wouldn't know where you were.
You could be 6 hours ahead. So it has to be physically done by yourself.
Okay. Headphone speakers?
Headphones, yes, comes with.
Mm-hmm.
Speakers, we have some external speakers that will be available on the website,
right.
which will plug in. We also have, I'll put this in your hand, this comes with your player.
Okay.
That's a very small external aerial.
It is indeed.
If you're listening to your FM radio,
uh-huh.
and you don't want to listen because your speakers are your aerial, you plug that in, put it on a tabletop, and that comes in your box.
Okay.
With your player.
So it's an FM broadcaster then as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can record from your FM radio.
Wow. Sounds really good, doesn't it? It's fantastic.
It's a nice unit, and we've spent 12 months working with the RNIB and Calibre, but more importantly working with blind and visually impaired people. There's an awful lot of units out there that have been designed for blind people with no input from blind people. Again, it's available in a yellow gold colour and a very dark grey. That came from research that the younger generation want dark grey.
Mm-hmm.
The older generation like the comfort factor of having a yellow player that's been very much designed for them.
Okay. And it transfers via USB, I'm assuming.
USB 2. Yeah. So it's relatively high speed.
Yeah. Okay, can you give us a sample of the speech?
Yeah. Make sure we've got the right one. So we'll just power this up.
Yeah.
Welcome. Main menu, music.
And then you scroll through in a full voice guidance.
Audio, radio, photo, ebook, record.
And then you've got
file setup.
So you've got a full range within the menu.
Music.
But as sub-menus, if we go into music,
play.
Everything you do while it's playing
is
confirmed to you. So
volume up, volume down.
Okay.
Forward.
Next track,
If we go into the next sub-menu,
right.
So we're in
Equalizer.
Yeah.
Normal. Pop. Rock. Classical.
Nice.
Jazz. DBB. Normal.
Okay.
Equalizer. Repeat. Normal. Repeat one. Repeat two. Random. Normal.
It's got a shuffle as well.
Repeat.
And then we're
back into the
normal music.
Okay. Ebook. It said.
Ebook really is, when we talk about ebook, it's a text to voice.
Right.
We've had software specially commissioned for this unit, which converts PDF, Word documents, HTML, into a .sak file, funnily enough, for Sax, and then uploads it into your player.
Okay. So, what have you got in your setup then?
We're working with a company called Seropros at the moment, up at Edinburgh University, for a higher quality voice. We started off with Mike from Microsoft, which no one likes and drives everybody insane. We're now. Let's just go into it. So this is the.
Play.
That's the standard mirroring,
Okay. It's a bit noisy in here for that.
Yeah.
What it does mean is that there's the ability for people to have everything accessible that's accessible
in
on
one,
a PC.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it actually puts the wording up in 16-point sans serif on the screen.
Really?
In a harsh black and white. But if you're with someone who's... this came up... If you're with someone who's sighted and you're listening, they can read it as you go along. So, again... And also, it works for adult literacy.
Yeah.
There's a big help in learning to read there.
Okay.
All in all, we're very pleased with the way it's been received by our target market. Everybody seems very pleased with what we've done. We couldn't have done it without the help we've had from not only the major charities, but blind and visually impaired people. And we're hoping that it is the unit everybody takes to their heart as a good leisure MP3 unit.
So it does look like an interesting device. It's fairly small. I haven't got precise dimensions, but certainly a similar size, maybe a little smaller, certainly no wider than my Edrol R09 portable audio recorder, sort of thing that would fit in a pocket. It's got very tactile, very distinguishable buttons, and the screen is large and very contrasting. The text seems to be quite readable. Now, as to the feasibility of such a device, it doesn't seem to play any of the open source audio formats such as Ogg-Vorbis, which is one of my preferences at the moment. It doesn't seem to support any sort of text documents. It doesn't tend to have, as far as I can ascertain from the brief, very brief look that I've just had, it doesn't have any text-to-speech capabilities per se. Text conversion, which is a feature briefly discussed, seems to simply be a rendering of electronic text into a self-designed audio format, which also displays text on screen, as Alan mentioned. Sounds to me very similar to DAISY, which is something the RNIB employ for their audiobooks, something Freedom Scientific and Dolphin are also quite big on. Now, DAISY books can have audio, text, or both, which sounds very similar to what this audio format, SAK audio format, they're discussing. Really, it sounds quite similar to that. The battery life is average, I suppose, compared with a book courier, which doesn't use rechargeables, although can. Contrast that, of course, with a standard MP3 player. I've got a Samsung IPU1 1GB player, which has a rechargeable battery, which does me about 16 hours without needing a recharge, 16 hours play time. Of course, it's not voicing. There's no indication of the battery status or options or anything like that. But it is less usable Even with a directory structure, I find it quite usable. 4 GB internal memory is quite impressive for a player. It's flash-based, of course. 4 GB hard drive would be completely ridiculous. Power consumption alone would be mammoth. So 4 GB flash is not bad. The SD card slot also lends a useful feature. And of course, the buttons and the screen. I think for someone not very technically comfortable or with coordination or dexterity problems or with other difficulties may find it a very useful device. As a personal choice, it's not something I would use for the simple reason that it doesn't support these open standards. It's not a complete voice solution is my problem, I think. If I wanted an MP3 player with speech, I'd have it reading ID3 tags and all sorts, because why not have on screen what they have? If they can see the title of the track, I think it's something we should have access to as well. It's certainly been done. The Book Courier, for instance, although it doesn't fuss over the ID3 use so much, the Book Courier is a perfect example, and the BookPort are a perfect example of how easy it can be to integrate text-to-speech hardware in small devices. I've no doubt that smaller technology still than the BookPorts and Courier uses can be used. There are many companies offering that sort of service these days. A Linux distribution system running completely via flash-based memory was announced today on one of my RSS feeds. I read the news this morning. And that was a complete computer system with audio, with graphics and such, not using a hard disk at all. It's a completely silent setup, which is quite impressive. If that sort of miniaturization can work, then there's no reason text-to-speech cannot follow suit. So, we talked about pricing with Alan. Here's what Alan had to say. Pricing, £175, eh?
£175? Yes. I mean, bearing in mind, you get with that a 1 GB SD card.
Yeah, a 4 GB internal memory.
4 GB internal memory.
Yeah, which is a big seller, isn't it?
It is. I think it's a size that's usable without drowning it. It's less expensive than anything else on the market. It is a low volume product, so it's very difficult to price it at a very low level.
Yeah, of course.
We're only making several thousand of these at a time. But no, I mean, if there are organisations through their procurement office who order in bulk, then they can get a better deal for their members.
Okay.
We're always willing to talk. We want as many people using this unit and having the enjoyment of music and audiobooks as we possibly can.
To summarise then, the VI Player costs £175. At time of recording, that's about $356 US dollars, €250 approximately. Of course, if they sell abroad, which we don't know yet, prices may vary, and these are only rough guides to the exchange rates. The website for the player, now I looked at this last week, and the website www.viplayer, as in viplayer.co.uk, was up and running. Not very helpful, but up and running all the same. However, it seems to be down as of this afternoon. Whether or not they're revamping it to add more information, I don't know. So I think the best thing to do would be to keep your eyes open for news. If you are interested, check out your search engine and other news sources and hope for it. So to summarize and to conclude, a nice device entering the market, a nice idea. I think there's plenty more that can be done, as I've mentioned. If it should read things, I think it should read more than it does, if it has a voice. If it were possible to support more open formats, I think that would be a boon. Log files do tend to compress better for longer recordings, after all. The battery life, it's a standard Nokia battery, so that's fine, I suppose, really. Replaceable at any rate, which is one of the highlights. And the internal memory is quite impressive for a flash-based player. I don't see, at the moment, any advantages over either using Rockbox on a hard disk-based player, iPod Linux on an iPod, or even just a standard off-the-shelf flash-based player, which you can get from anything from 512 to... I assume you can get 4 GB players these. I haven't looked, actually. I've been quite happy with my 1 GB Samsung. So yes, it's an interesting development from the UK. There was announced a couple of months ago, I believe, some sort of funding competition for entrepreneurs and small businesses. Maybe this is a combination of special funding that the company has got. I don't know. It's all speculation at this point. So it's a fairly nice product. Design-wise, it feels quite comfortable. It's not overly large, but for what it does, I think at the moment the mainstream and the standard flow of technology is still outdistancing it by a certain degree. I hope you found this fairly interesting. It was certainly a new development for me. I'm glad to have been able to bring you the discussion with Alan. Any questions, as always, you can get in touch with me. My email address is Sean, S-E-A-N, at randylaptop.com. That's R-A-N-D-Y laptop.com. Thank you very much. Good day.